B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, Bring the Heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-R!
All right, Judas.
Oh, Bring the Heat. Anthony, you've been bringing it all day. I've been bringing worry. You bring heat, I brought angst. But what did the people bring on the Bring the Heat line? Let's find out.
I am getting really concerned about Wentz with every year he seems to be hurt. In that game against Houston last year, Foles took one hell of a hit from Clowney, square in the middle of the rib, and he popped right up and got back into the game. If he goes down for the season, you feel good with McCown, or even everybody's chirping about, well, Sudfeld will be back. What the hell has Sudfeld done?
Of course we're not going to be fine with that. He didn't get hit in the rib, Foles. He got hit in the sternum.
Wait a second. Am I hearing what he's kind of intimating? That Foles is tougher or more durable than Wentz?
Yes, I took that as well.
So, I'm sorry, is Nick Foles playing these days?
No.
So what? You know, how's that add merit?
That's poor timing. Make that argument.
No, it's dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make this thing. Wow, Foles got right up. Hey, Holmes, you missed Nick? He's out. Broken clavicle.
Last I checked, Carson did get up, too. And he was put in the tent for concussion protocol.
It's right.
That's a Folesian Society member right there.
You know why?
Infiltrating the line.
I don't need that. I don't need the Folesian Society today.
At the beginning of this season, everyone said this team was a 12-4, 11-5. We fast forward 2 weeks from now, and I get it, we have holes. The Philly sports narrative switches so quick, and now it sounds like the sky is falling. And everyone's like, oh, we're in trouble. Just relax. It's the third week of the season.
Now, see, you're pragmatic, and what you say is true, but you have to look at every instance individually. When DeSean Jackson had a groin injury, which has now turned into an abdominal report on the injury report, when you missed three players last week, and we don't know if Alshon can go this week, when the running back room doesn't look nearly as effective early on as we thought it would, you consider all those things. You can't tell people to relax. You got to read the situation. The situation,
it's
just 2 weeks in, but listen, this is 2017.
You know, again, I'm going back to the equator, right? I'm on the equator.
Yeah, but you're using like anything you can to get that at equator right now. You need a compass.
No, you're not
residing on the equator.
I'm not petrified.
Yeah, you're in the DR.
I mean, I understand where he's coming from. It's like, all right, well, let's relax. The injuries are a concern. Like Deshaun's a concern, but let's see how it. I don't know. I don't know how he feels. I don't know what the real diagnosis is.
Well, we do know that a doctor recommended surgery, and he said no.
I don't know.
That's,
I mean, whatever.
Very disappointing.
I don't know. I don't know what the doctor said. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know a lot about the doctors in Philly.
So, I can't get freaked out.
I'm gonna start going to a doctor outside the city.
We have the best medical people in the country at University of Pennsylvania. University of Pennsylvania is the greatest.
That's where my wife had the back surgery.
The University of Pennsylvania.
Doc did a great job.
We have incredible health in this town. Between University of Pennsylvania and Jefferson and Children's
Chop.
Hospital. I mean, we got
DuPont.
Will's Eye. We got Will's Eye. I mean, the best.
Dr. Andrews down there at the Navy Yard. Is that James Andrews down there? Down at the Navy Yard?
Yeah.
He's the world-renowned surgeon. Yet these injury things just keep cropping up in our backyard. That's the weird part.
I'm sick of people talking about my boy, Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is a top-flight NFL quarterback. He can do it all. That pass he threw from his knees practically was one of the greatest passes I ever seen. But let me tell you what he can't do. He can't block, he can't run the freaking football, and he can't call the plays. Maybe he should call the plays. Because Doug play calling is, like, atrocious.
No. Well, the scripted plays have not been good, and the numbers bear that out.
Mm, yeah.
You just got to use your eyes. It's just not effective right now. Maybe it's, to me, Anthony, the fix is tempo, tempo, tempo. You down?
Yeah, I am. I am down with that.
All right. We agree.
It's not going to be. I heard you guys showing some concern earlier about Carson. Carson Wentz, our franchise quarterback. It's okay.
I don't know what he was trying to say. Can you,
He was doing Doug.
He was doing the Doug laughing off Carson yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That little Doug laugh, that Carson laughs, that haunted me all night last night. I woke up screaming with that laugh. It was like one of those, when you're a kid, like Chucky and Child's Play. You wake up screaming because you see the doll when you close your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, or you see Hellraiser with the pinhead. That was Doug laughing about Carson.
Yeah, he's fine.
I don't see that. You know, you don't see Hellraiser, the pinhead guy.
You don't see pinhead?
No.
What about Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th? Freddy Krueger scare you?
I haven't thought of that, the pinhead. Oh, that's a great, it was actually a very watchable movie.
Hellraiser?
A scary film the other night. Late night, I was, Mossy was sick, and so I was off. So I put on a...
You're always up.
And I watched, but I was up real late. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I watched it was on HBO. It was about Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler?
Yeah, it was Dracula.
Perhaps the greatest nickname ever.
Yeah, it was Dracula, and it was Vlad.
All right. So you weren't watching like a baseball doc on Vlad Guerrero?
No.
All right.
No, I like those little horror movies. It was on HBO, so I started watching it.
Yeah? Did you make it through the whole thing?
I don't know. I forget what it's called. Dracula something?
Bram Stoker's Dracula?
No. It was about Vlad, the legend of Vlad the Impaler.
Okay. I'll find out the name for it.
How he saved his village from the Turks by becoming a vampire.
The Turk?
Yes.
And I couldn't agree with you more on the Phillies. I love the players, but the three stooges that are running this team have put a cloud over our entire summer. So when we walked down the beach and we heard the Phillies game playing on the radio, there was no sun. These three idiots didn't ruin my summer, but they could have made my summer.
Yes.
Good point.
Yes, yes.
Dracula Untold is the movie you were watching from 2014.
Is that it?
That's the movie, yeah. It had, who's in it here? I just saw it. I forget who's in it already. Luke Evans in Dracula Untold?
I don't know Luke Evans.
No?
The movie's good. It was a watchable movie. Right. You know, like late night, you need to like a watchable movie. It was a watchable movie.
All right, I'll have to check it out.
All right, we got one more. You ready for this one?
Is he okay, guy?
Yeah, but you ready for it?
All right, hold on. Let me get comfortable.
All right.
I can actually sit today, so there you go. Okay, go ahead.
Jason, I'm with you. When I eat spaghetti and meatballs, I drink milk. You put cheese on spaghetti and meatballs, Parmesan cheese. When you eat a meatball sub, you put cheese on it. What is cheese? A milk product. Jason, don't listen to no one. Drink milk with spaghetti, okay?
Well, I do. It's
now you got to stop.
Choice. No, he's right about this because they are all dairy products.
The acidic taste of the sauce, the gravy, or the
smoothness of the milk.
You two princes, you enjoy. All right.
It's not just me and him though. I got a ton of people tweeting me and
it's Dylan listen. McKinnon.
No. A lot of people drink milk with pasta.
Listen to me.
I don't do it in a restaurant. I don't go to Limoncello and say, "Give me a glass of whole milk."
You and your band
lactose tolerant,
interesting people. You do your
misfit
thing.
Taste buds.
Just stay the bleep away from me.
Okay,
stay away from my table. Okay.
It's the first intelligent thing the okay guy has said in a decade, as far as I'm concerned.
There you go. You guys share the same.
He had your back the one day.
Yeah, he
earlier this
you.
Week.
Did he? I forgot about that.
Yeah, the clothing. Debate.
He loves it.
What was that?
Remember, Mike didn't like your clothing.
Oh, because of the suit. Yeah, he's coming around on me.
He had your back, and now he's got your back with the milk and spaghetti.
Yeah.
He likes you.
Well, that's one side.
You are simpatico with the okay guy.
No, the okay guy is simpatico with me.
Fine. Whatever it's
tomorrow he's going to call and tell me that milk's the worst thing with pasta ever.
You guys are perfect together.
Yeah, are we? Right. Perfectly imperfect.
It goes another reason why that I hate this segment. I hate this segment like I hate Klentak. How about that?
Oh, man, that's a deep-seated hate.
Yeah, I do. God bless the tunes has tried. But it's still lacking.
Well, let me tell you that it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air.
But I do love American Standard Heating and Air, though.
And you need help there. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com.
They do a great job.
They do. To find an experience.
And we need to do a...
We need to match it.
We need to match the greatness of that company with the segment. And if you keep focusing on the okay guy...
No, I don't focus on him. I have no input whatsoever as to what comes over these airwaves.
I know you don't. I know.
Yeah. 610-632-0975.
Keep it real, you know.
By the way, Scott Kingery still can't play third base. Just throwing that out there.
He should be a second baseman. Already.
Doesn't have the arm.
Come on. These are all just things
that out there.
Any Tom, Dick, and Harry know, except for the general manager and the manager. If you're making the choice, you going Klentak out of here or you going Gabe? One or the other, Anthony. You got to go the next 3 years with one of them.
Which one are you picking? Answer the question.
No, I'm changing the rule. You got to commit to three more years of one of them. The other one gets out of here.
Three more years?
Three seasons with either Gabe or Klentak. And the other one goes bye-bye right now.
Klentak's the problem.
It's Klentak, right?
Yes, he's the problem. I've said it 100 times. He's the problem.
Yeah, I send Klentak packing too. Andrew, who you got going?
Klentak. Because the way he neglected the starting pitching.
Yeah. Can we really judge Gabe on the tools that he's been given? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yes, he stinks.
All right.
Is that fair? What are you, nuts? You ask that question now? Are you out of your mind?
Well, he started Brad Miller in the 5-hole.
He picked Brad Miller to bat in the 5th-hole.
What?
You don't know that.
Did you really say, do we have enough data on Kapler?
I just asked the question.
Yeah, why would you ask that question? That question is as rhetorical as...
Then why'd you answer it? It was rhetorical.
Okay.
Joe in South Carolina.
I can't. Real quick.
Cutest, man. Help me out. Some days, I got low tolerance, man. That's the low T
I got a tweet from Josina Anderson. She's told Jalen Ramsey is fine playing Thursday night football tonight, but a source just told her he doesn't anticipate being a member of the Jags next Sunday.
Nice.
Teams like KC, Baltimore, Minnesota, Oakland, Philadelphia, and Seattle have all made inquiries.
Okay. I'll tell you what, keep him away from the Vikings.
Yeah, big time. We'll see them in a couple weeks, too, by the way.
Yeah, I don't want to see Jalen Ramsey on the other side.
With no Deshaun?
Where I don't want to see that.
In Minnesota, I believe, too, right? It's the first of the three road games.
Yeah, man.
Oof. The one thing, Howie needs to get this done. I want Jalen Ramsey to have an off day next Sunday because they play Thursday night.
Yeah, great.
So let's get it done. All right? Text out. Joe in South Carolina. He's not taking my calls anymore. Joe in South Carolina is on the Fanatic. I don't know why.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
What's up, brother?
Listen, certainly a long time Philadelphia just moved down to Paradise about 7 years ago. But as far as the injury thing, we've talked about, you know, conditioning, we've talked about medical staff. I'm an older guy, and I just saw it over on the Atlanta game. I mean, how about the shoes that these guys are wearing? I mean, the DBs are wearing the long cleats. Now, I mean, certainly in grass and turf field, that works because, you know what, it will give. But watching them on that Atlanta turf, you know what, I'm just wondering whether or not they're wearing the proper shoes.
Well, they all go out in pregame and test shoes out.
Yeah. You know, that field is a weird field, too. It's that pebbly turf. It's that weird, that weird
right. Flat pebbles will come up.
But they played down there before. I mean, they know their shoes. Like they all understand. You know what shoes to wear. Joey, I just don't think that's the. I don't know. But I don't think that.
I'm looking for something.
No, you might, listen. I get it. I don't know. You might be right. Who knows? What do I know?
All right, and lastly, gentlemen, just get Ramsey. Let's go.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
That could be Amen. A big step for me to quelling my concerns.
Yeah.
All Amen. Right. Thanks,
Joey.
Good stuff, man. Enjoy Paradise. Let's go to Lou in Sacramento on the Fanatic. What's up, Lou?
Paradise.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Paradise is not in South Carolina.
I'm with you on Ramsey as well. If he's a top corner and you can sign him to a long-term deal, which it's going to take if you're giving up the draft picks, think about it. He was a number five pick, and you're probably going to give up maybe, I'm guessing it's going to take two ones, but there'll be 26 and 20, hopefully 32.
Right.
So I would do it.
We got to get that calculator out, Anthony. The value of picks and what it takes to move up.
Hold on one sec, because Andrew was talking to me in here. Go ahead.
You got to get that the NFL draft pick calculator. Yeah. What is the quantifiable number you got to get to move up to five?
Well, it's hard. I mean, you know how hard it took Howie to get up to. If you get Carson to get up
13 to 8, yeah, I mean,
it's tough. So no, I agree with Lou. I think Lou's right on.
Lou's dead right.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, he's a known quantity, too. Now, about DeSean Jackson, he would be a big blow, right, if we can't take the top off the defense, and it just opens up a lot of other options with play action and everything, right? But just remember, his running mate, Alshon Jeffrey, played the entire 2017 season with a torn labrum. And I know they're different injuries, but I actually went to that guy's PT in Chicago. His name's David Rehe, and he would fly him out to Philadelphia every week to have him work on him. So I don't know. If you need surgery, get it done now, because I'd rather finish strong. Maybe somehow they can work through it. It's just kind of a wait and see, but we need him at the end of the season, because we're a playoff team without him, but a Super Bowl team without him, it's a little iffy. So I don't know.
I hear you. I think you're right, Lou. I'm with you on it.
And can I say one more thing about Quintac? He is the worst. And here's the problem. He's either not, he's going to be here next season, because if he wasn't, he would have made a trade at the deadline, and he didn't. So the Phillies are just a mess. So fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
They'll probably, you know what they'll do? They'll probably win 10 of 11 and then lose 2 of 3 or get swept by the Marlins or something.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. No, I hear you. All right, let me hear it. Let me hear the Klentak. Go ahead. I want to hear it.
Hear what?
The Klentak from me. You said you have Klentak from yesterday. Jason said it.
No, I said he spoke yet. I don't know if we have it. Do you have it?
Oh, I thought you had it.
Oh, no, I have no idea.
You wanted to play it.
No, I don't want to play Klentak.
I thought you wanted to play. You wanted me to blow a gasket.
Oh, no. Well. I was just referring to the comments from yesterday. I don't know if we have any of that. Maybe he does have some of it. We shall see.
All right.
He's looking.
Right. Never mind. My bad.
Let's go to this man. He's putting the miles on the odometer, Ant. All over the country, college and NFL. VT Ron's on the Fanatic. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, boys. I had to weigh in. I'll tell you what. This is scary stuff. Scary, scary stuff. But before we get there. Man, I tell you what, going on the college side, there's some great games this weekend. Great
games.
How
about Notre Dame, Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michigan and Wisconsin.
Go Bulldog, man.
You got Texas A&M and Auburn. But the one that I'm kind of interested in is the Louisville FSU game. Right? There are two programs that are going in opposite directions. You know, Satterfield comes into Louisville coming out of App State, and he's done a great job there. Yeah. So, you know, Saturday's going to be really, really good. We could go bang, bang, and bang. I'll be in Minnesota this weekend. I got it for work. But I'm definitely going to watch a game, and I'm going to sit back and watch these games. Let's get to DeSean Jackson real quick. DeSean Jackson with an abdominal tear, if it's a sports hernia, how do you convince him to get it fixed to be ready for the remainder of the season? You got to convince this guy. I'll go this last 4 to 6 games without him, because I think they're winnable games. Green Bay's going to be tough, but I really think you got some winnable games in there without him. But coming down the stretch, you're really going to need him, especially getting into the playoffs.
All right, so here's the thing, though. I don't know how accurate the whole thing is.
Okay.
When it comes to T-Mac, I love him. He's above reproach. But I don't know how serious. I don't know who the doctor is. Like, I don't know. You know, I mean, I can't make a comment on it without knowing, you know, who the parties are, what the severity is. Like, all I can do is go, huh? Hear me out. All I can do is go, if it were me, like, that seems pretty obvious that if it's that bad, he's got to get it done now. Like, isn't that 101 where everybody would say that?
Yeah.
Right, like,
and I hear your point.
I mean, that's what Doug Peterson would say. That's what Howie Roseman would say. Get it done now, so you come back.
Yeah, and they're going to advise him to that.
So again, it is something that's out there, but how much smoke is with this? We really don't know.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't make that determination.
So we could hope for the best. So hoping for the best is that he's going to be ready in another week or two, which that was the original reports anyway. So if that's the case, I'm going to sleep a lot easier. On the other thing, too, with this the case, though, with him being injured and taking away our deep threat, there is no way you cannot let Jalen Ramsey pass by.
Yep.
You got to get the dude. You got to make that line, that defensive line, that much better. Hey, boys, let's have a great football weekend. Ended up with another win this Sunday. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, the thing is, if he's going to miss the Detroit game and presumably the Packer game, that's two games. If he had the surgery this week and they say he was going to miss 6-7 weeks, then he would have also missed those two games and then the Jet game, Minnesota, Dallas, and Buffalo. Potentially could have come back from Chicago, but say you want to be conservative and keep him out of the Chicago game because then you compound that with the bye week. But then you come back and you're healed, surgically repaired and healed.
Yeah, but my point is,
for the remaining seven games.
If it was as easy as that, like if that's really.
That seems logical.
It seems like, come on. Like if you're going to look at it from an elemental standpoint, you go, get it done now. I mean.
Yeah, because if you're going to miss six games and you're already going to miss two, you're really only missing four more on the plus side of what you were going to miss anyway.
Correct. So that's why I take the whole thing with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm. If he did do that and he came back after the bye, then you have him for New England, Seattle, Miami, the Giants at home, the Redskins on the road, Dallas at home, and Giants on the road. And there's a lot of winnable football. I mean, if you look at the first party after the bye, New England and Seattle, but both at home, and then the remainder of that schedule, Miami, Giants twice, Dallas, and Washington, I mean, they come down the stretch with a pretty easy schedule. And that's where you're going to have to make hay. To either get a bye week, get some home field in the wild card weekend, or hopefully the division's in play at that point. I don't know. That's going to depend on Dallas, but yeah, I don't know. We're going to need some further information here. But if you can't go this week and can't go next week.
Yeah, but that's it. But again, like we're taking it like the doctor says, this is it.
Get surgery.
Either you get surgery now or you're like, I don't know. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that evaluation for DeSean Jackson. And maybe he's seeked or is seeking.
Am I worried about the injuries? Yeah, of course I'm worried about the injuries. You need everybody healthy. I get it.
Yep.
But, you know, dude, some people, we're taking leaps now that I think are just not right. You don't take such leaps.
Yeah, we don't have enough reporting to go that far.
I don't feel comfortable doing that.
610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It's the Midday Show. It's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Time for me to tell you about a company I've been doing business with since I bought my first car, and that's Conkerville Nissan. Now, what makes you happy? Well, I can tell you that buying all my cars from Conkerville Nissan over the years has made me and my family very happy. It's nice to do business with a dealership that's truly in the business of making every customer smile as they drive off with their new vehicle. And that's not just a saying. It's actually a real culture that every employee at Conkerville Nissan has adopted. In September, it's your month to get 0% financing on all 2019 Nissans, And you're going to score a great deal with dealer rebates. And you're going to save big on the Nissan models everyone's talking about. How about these great models? Like the Rogue, like the Murano, Altima, Sentra, and Pathfinder. All 0% financing for 36 months. And if you're looking for a truck with America's best warranty, how about 5 years, 100,000 miles? Because September is Nissan Truck Month. 0% financing on the truck you want, the truck you need. So get to Conkerville Nissan before the selection of 2019's is gone. Now, Conkerville Nissan, it's so easy to get to on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. And you can always check them out online at 202nissan.com. Again, that's 202nissan.com. You'll see all the inventory right there on the website at 202nissan.com. And always remember, Conkerville cares.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Wait, Mikey Miss, Tyro, wait the show. You got to stay tuned, man. It'll be fun. Because we were just talking. We're talking Phillies out there. You know what it is? We can't stop talking about them because they're so, they just make you insane. And actually, I don't know. I don't want to be a fear monger with the Eagles. You know what I'm saying?
But you can't help it.
No, I really don't want to be a fear monger.
Do you think we're being fear mongers, or are we just assessing the situation based on the information that we have, albeit maybe limited? You know what I mean? We got to. That's the football season. This is football. So you dissect every.
I know.
Every element.
I know. But it's
not fear mongering.
It is a bit. Is it?
You showed the injury report.
Is it a bit of fear mongering going on?
Nah, I don't know. No, this is realist. Did you see the injury report last night? This injury report. How about this? The Eagles tweet this out.
Listen, we all know, but like all of a sudden, it's like
it's the verbiage that I got an issue with.
Well, can they make the playoffs? Can they get the one seed? Like it's week two.
No, I agree with that.
I think it's fair being concerned. Now, remember, we said at the beginning of the show, I'm in Lithuania right now drinking beers. Like I'm not concerned, but it's totally fair for people to be a little worried when injury after injury is happening within 2 weeks. And he's right; that injury list is long.
Yeah, but. It is. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's not to be concerned with. But I think there's a degree of fear-mongering going on with us.
Well, listen, when the injury report has to be termed this way.
I'm being real. Like, I'm just being real.
No, I get it.
Like,
well, there's so much expectation.
No, we're talking about this guy should get surgery. It's dawned on me with the last call when Virginia Tech Ron calls up and he's like, we got to get to Deshaun to have the surgery. It's like, whoa.
We need an intervention.
I don't know what the deal is. Like, we can't be talking about this.
Well, here's the deal. When the Eagles tweeted
I don't know the accuracy of that.
The Eagles tweeted out, they said, Wednesday's injury report. The Eagles held a walkthrough, so today's injury report is an estimation. But yet, on the estimation, all right, let me give you the players. All right, these are did not participate. Corey Clement, Dallas Goedert, DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey, Tim Jernigan, Jordan Mailata, all did not participate. Derek Barnett, these guys are limited. Derek Barnett, Fletcher Cox, Jonathan Cyprian, Rudy Ford, Nate Gary, Kamu Grugier-Hill, all limited. And Nate Sudfeld obviously was fully out of practice. But they have to put their injury report out as an estimation because they couldn't run practice. Like, it's disturbed. It's disturbing. Hey, look at that amount of guys. We're 2 weeks in.
No, I'm with you.
They can field a team of injured players.
I'm with you. But again, you get my point about the fear-mongering piece of it.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't even have Malik Jackson on here.
No, I know.
It's crazy already. Goodness. Let's go to Christian on the cells on the Fanatic. What's up, Christian?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
So, real fast, I know you guys have been hearing a lot of crap about the Phillies, but I just can't believe how you can have such a good off-season and just, like, how do you not make the playoffs like that? Like, I don't get it. Anyway, on the Eagles defense.
I hear you.
On the Eagles defense. So who's the most important player? Not the better player, the most important player. Fletcher Cox or Malcolm Jenkins?
Fletcher Cox.
Because of the position. It's about creating pressure on the quarterback. It's not even close.
Cause, trust me here, bro.
It's not?
It's not even close.
It's not to say Malcolm's not important.
It's not even in the same.
He's a leader, but.
Like, you know, it's night and day. Yeah. Bro, it's night and day. I don't mean to be flippant, but you forced me into flippancy. Come on, brother. Seriously?
All right.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all right. We all, listen, I'm wrong 50 times a day, so don't worry about
just
it.
Just not on this one.
Right.
Peter King, your old bud Peter King?
Yes.
Authors the following tweet. You ready?
Yeah.
Peter King says, gut feel on Ramsey landing spots, and he has them in order. So I'll go backwards 4-1 for you. He goes, Baltimore, DaCosta unafraid but loves building through the draft.
Okay.
Number 3 on his list. Reed, unafraid of taking big chances.
Yes, I agree.
Number 2, Seattle. Schneider, unafraid, major cornerback help needed. But number 1, and this is Peter King, on his top 4 landing spots would be Philadelphia. Roseman, unafraid, and can offer a 1+3+ Sidney Jones. Look for trading team to talk to agent first and try for the long-term deal.
You know what? I think it may happen.
You're all pumped up?
I think it may happen. If we, listen. You'll hear a grown man jump for Jubilee. I'll be like Jubilee.
Freaking out.
Yeah, Jubilee Jim. I'll...
Now, Peter,
if they get Jalen Ramsey, I love you. Love Jalen.
Yes, I do.
We love collectively. We love Jalen Ramsey. I don't know why. Just all of a sudden with Peter King, because I'll tell you. Listen, Peter King knows what he's talking about.
All right, explain this, because he says gut feel on Ramsey landing spots. There's no gut feel here. Okay. He's got insight.
So here's the deal. All right, this is how it works. There's a handful of dudes. And they all get, like, something. They all get fed. All right? Shefty, you know, my boy Shefty was on the show forever till he was pilfered. But beyond that, Shefty is fed stuff. Because there's a reason why. He's got a huge following. He understands how to deliver the information without making anyone look bad. Teams trust him. Agents trust him. There's a few guys. A few guys are bad at it, and that's why they only get crumbs, and they usually work at NFL Network. Sans Mike Garafolo, who knows what he's doing. He's terrific at it. I will say this. Peter King of NBC, pristine reputation. Knows a lot of people. He does a lot of great pieces, and therefore, he is entrusted with a lot of information. That is real. I buy it. And I do believe. And I'm starting, right? When you read that from Peter, that they're number one, knowing that Seattle's number two because John Schneider and Howie have a bit of a rivalry,
mm-hmm.
like who's the best trader. I'm thinking Howie comes in. If Howie makes this trade, I'm going to go bring him, what should I bring him? Cake? Cannolis? Nah. What should I bring him?
Give him a nice Jewish apple cake.
You got it. I'm sure.
That'd be a good item, right?
Yeah, Jewish apple cake, without a doubt. Or should I bring him something, you know?
Like vanilla and chocolate ice cream, like the drops, the pepperoni sausage pizza.
That's a good idea.
Actually, that's it. I'll get him a pepperoni, a sausage, and a plain. And actually, I know the place. He loves Angelo's Pizza.
pepperoni pizza or sausage, you know?
On 9th Street.
There you go.
He loves Angelo's. I do know that. I know that.
All right, text him and tell him if he gets the deal done, you're going to give him pizza.
I can't.
And maybe that'll push him further.
No, but if he gets it, I will stop at Angelo's.
Well, Schneider's one up on him.
The three pies.
Schneider's one up right now.
Let me ask you.
Because he got Clowney.
A question. What are the odds of him playing tonight? Because obviously they can... That could change.
I think he plays, bro.
You think he plays?
I think he plays.
Yeah, man. But they could also, and Howie could make a call and say, all right, don't play him.
We worry about him.
No, I'm just wondering.
He's fine.
All right.
What are you worried about? Guys are dropping like flies.
He's a cornerback, man. The dude's in great shape. He's fine.
Hey, we went through 15 cornerbacks here last year. What am I worried about? I want the guy protected tonight. I don't want him playing again a worthless game against the Tennessee Titans.
Right. I actually want him to play so I can look at him. And just the only game ago.
Marvel.
You're coming here, Jalen. You're coming to Philadelphia, Jalen.
What if he intercepts a pass and then he does the bird?
I love
fly,
you.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
I love you, Jalen. I come to Philadelphia.
Like Ray Lewis did?
Come to Philadelphia, Jalen.
All right.
Come to Philadelphia, Jalen.
You're going to be so pumped. If he gets a pick six tonight, forget it. Meltdown at the Gargano house. It's the midday show.
No, I'm going to get him pizza. Maybe I should get it today.
Maybe give Jersey tomorrow? Ramsey Jersey?
I'm not a Jersey guy, but, you know, whatever.
You might be a Jersey guy.
I'll buy both Anthony and Massimo two Jalen jerseys.
Sure. It's the midday show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike, you missed at the top of the hour. Let me tell you about the FanDuel Sportsbook, because when you got skin in the game, maybe you want to bet on that one tonight. Jalen Ramsey is going to play. We'll find out tonight. We assume he's going to. But you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia, and you can do it risk-free. Because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet up to $500. So sign up using my promo code Jason and place your first bet. And if you don't win, don't worry. FanDuel Sportsbook is going to refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel Sportsbook, plenty to bet on. Moneyline, spread, special promos running every day. And they got lightning-fast withdrawals. So if you're looking for a place or looking to place that $500 risk-free bet, maybe look at the Birds Lions this week. Maybe look at that Jags Titans game tonight. Well, you can bet on any game you want. And if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook's going to refund you up to $500 in site credit with my promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N, and you can bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Wow, man, it's already 1:48. See, these shows fly by during football season. Wait till the Sixers start.
Play the song, Andrew!
We're not going to have enough time.
And you got to play the song. We'll be there October 1st.
We're not going to have enough time. Wow. Dude, I was there yesterday.
Oh, that's a buzzkill.
I was at the complex yesterday.
I gotta tell you,
I was a little giddy.
Yeah? Seeing the court? Any of the fellas there yesterday?
Because they're going to be so good.
And Beadloss dropped 25 LBs. Dude, I saw in a tweet from Rachel Nichols.
Dude, they're going to be really good.
Yeah?
They're going to be outrageous.
You're getting geeked up, huh?
I can't wait.
Yeah. We'll be there October 1st on that Monday.
Really?
Yeah, a week from this Monday coming up, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
And the good news is that's not a football Monday for us, because the Eagles will play 2 football games between now and next Thursday. We got a game Sunday and then a quick turnaround, Ant.
I'm going to overload, sensory overload.
You freaking out?
Yeah, because if the Eagles get Jalen Ramsey, it could be over.
It could put you over the top, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I bet. Let's go to Mike and Del Ran on the Fanatic. Michael. Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Mike's not ready. That's rare for him. Let's go to John and Hazleton on the Fanatic. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, John.
I just, Anthony, I couldn't agree with you more than what you just said before about Crapler. He is the stupidest manager in the history of baseball, and Klentik's got to go right along with the two of them, and McPhail, because you look what Kapler did and Klentik with our organization. The minor leagues stink. It's all him. He said to us 2 years in a row, we got a great team. We're going to be in a playoffs. We know, as baseball fans, that pitching staff sucked.
Yes.
We knew it.
Yes.
We knew it.
Yes.
But he tries to sell us a bill of goods because both him and Crapler are nothing but used car salesmen. And I don't know how they could keep their job. Middleton got a wise up.
Yeah, I hear you, Johnny. We agree. At some point, Big John, he's got to turn around and go, What am I doing? I'm breaking the basic tenets of baseball.
Yeah.
All right, forget about new wave and all this other stuff. That's fine. This is fine. But there's a place, like when Rhys Hoskins, you got to put the ball in play in a pennant race with two outs, two strikes, and a runner in scoring position. Come on.
Absolutely. You know the game. I know the game.
Yep.
Kapler does not know the game of baseball.
You know what? We have bad luck with the letter K. All right? Yeah. The letter K has done us poorly.
Kelly. Kapler.
Think about it. Kelly.
Kiko.
Kapler. Kendrick. All the K's. Have we had a good K?
Harry K.
Yeah. But he was, he was different than that. But think about all the K's that did us wrong.
Yeah. And recently, too.
Kapler, Klentak. Oh, he's... Seriously.
Yeah.
Look at all the K's. Kelly was bad.
Yeah.
The letter K is not us.
I'm trying to think of some more K's. Now that I think about it, Kiko was no good.
No, Shikiko.
You'll be at Parks tonight?
Yeah,
Cusses Corner. It's Thursday
already? Don't forget,
already?
It's Thursday already. So we'll be there tonight, 6 to 7, and then...
KK!
Kyle Korver! Thank you, Michael!
No, Kyle Kendrick.
Kyle Kendrick. Kyle Korver, too, though. Bleep Kyle Korver. He'll come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be there tonight. For leading into Flyers hockey. So Mikey gets another preseason game to watch.
Oh, does he tonight?
Ask him the question if he'll be in tonight or the football game. I guarantee.
He's on
the hockey train tonight.
He's on the H?
Yes.
Well, that makes him. So you'll be doing, I can't believe week 3 starting tonight.
Yeah, 6 to 7 tonight.
It's week 4 to college football season already. What's going on? Can we slow this down now?
I know.
We wanted to get here. Now I want to slow it down. Slow down. I want to get the hockey season, but that'll happen in due time. I don't need it tonight.
Yes. Yes.
My fantasy draft last night. I'm good. Little appetizer. You like that squad, huh?
It's a great squad. Great squad.
I got to follow it up after winning the championship last night.
Great squad, dude.
Yeah.
Great squad.
All right, everybody have a great day. Mikey Miss coming up next. Handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. We're back tomorrow, Football Friday, on the road. Chickies and Pete's in Medford tomorrow. Join us out there for a great Football Friday broadcast. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Oh, am I supposed to hang for a second here? I'm sorry. Are we going to keep going? Are you waiting for somebody? Okay, see, he's waiting for Natalie. So we got to stall for a second. So what are you doing tonight, Cuz?
Oh, you know what? I'm so used to the hard out.
Yeah, me too.
Television, but I forgot the Phillies are playing.
Yes. All right, everybody.
I'd much rather have the Mike Mancinelli show than the Phillies on.
Absolutely.
Right, Nat?
Yes, sir.
Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.